From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. We begin with a surge in the deadly violence in Afghanistan. Three explosions in Kabul Saturday hit the funeral of a senator's son, killing at least 10 people. The senator's son was killed the previous day. The funeral attack came as a large portion of Kabul is on lockdown following protests Friday that continued into Saturday. At least four Afghans were killed Friday when protesters demanding better security clashed with riot police. Public anger has been mounting since a devastating truck bomb explosion earlier this week at the beginning of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. One of the worst attacks since 2001, killed 90 people, wounding more than 400 others. The head of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, Scott Pruitt, is applauding President Trump's decision to withdraw from the historic climate agreement.
The president made a very courageous decision on behalf of America. He put America's interest first with respect to environmental agreements and international discussions. He heard many voices, voices across a wide spectrum of vantage points, and the president made a very informed and, I think, thoughtful and important decision for the country's benefit.
Pruitt acknowledged that global warming is a real phenomenon and that human activity contributes to it in some manner. The voting is underway Saturday in the southern African nation of Lesotho. The main contenders in Saturday's parliamentary election agree people of this impoverished, mountainous nation need improved access to water and electricity, better education and health services, and more job opportunities. Lesotho is voting Saturday for the third time in 5 years. The election is essentially between two powerful coalitions that have bitterly fought for power since 2012. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis applauded China's efforts to work with the international community on North Korea at an annual security forum in Singapore on Saturday. When it came to the South China Sea, however, Mattis called China's ongoing militarization of man-made islands there unacceptable.
Artificial island construction and indisputable militarization of facilities on features in international waters undermine regional stability. The scope and effect of China's construction activities in the South China Sea differ from those of other countries in several key ways. This includes the nature of its militarization, China's disregard for international law, its contempt for other nations' interests, and its efforts to dismiss non-adversarial resolution of issues.
Mattis' remarks appear to dispel speculation by some that the administration was keeping quiet about the South China Sea in exchange for China's cooperation in dealing with Pyongyang. Mattis said the interests of the United States' allies would not be used as bargaining chips. The U.N. Security Council increased international pressure on North Korea on Friday to give up its pursuit of a nuclear bomb, adding 14 individuals and four companies to its sanctions list. The council unanimously voted to impose travel bans and asset freezes following North Korea's stepped-up ballistic missile launches this year. The U.S., which drafted the resolution in consultation with China, took a strong stance. Nikki Haley is the U.S. ambassador to the U.N.
The Security Council is sending a clear message to North Korea today. Stop firing ballistic missiles or face the consequences. The members of this council, including three of North Korea's closest neighbors, agreed that North Korea's missiles are a threat to international peace and security.
There is growing frustration in the international community with North Korea and its continued defiant behavior. U.S. senators who said they have heard multiple reports of inhumane conditions in immigrant detention centers are calling for the release of more information. In a letter sent to the Homeland Security Secretary, 12 senators, 11 Democrats, plus independent Bernie Sanders say they have received multiple complaints about medical services for detained immigrants, a population of several hundred thousand foreign nationals in an average year. They asked Kelly, John Kelly, the Homeland Security Secretary, to respond within 30 days. And Ireland is set to have its first gay Prime Minister, Leo Varadkar, the son of an Indian immigrant who won the ruling Fine Gael Party's leadership election on Friday, set to take that position if he's confirmed by June 13th. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.